Blog Talk Radio.
Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open. Located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 6 13 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie. Stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles. Plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
What's up, family in Radio Land? And thank you for tuning in to Love After Dark with yours truly, Roz Marie, a.k.a. Double Chocolate, the Chocolate God. This show wouldn't be a show without the infamous DJ Sean. DJ Sean, what's up?
What's going on? How everybody feeling tonight?
I'm going to need you to put a pep in yourself, baby. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm here. It's been a long weekend.
I'm
going
to hear you.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. My partner in crime, DJ Smooth, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo. DJ Smooth. What's going on, everybody? I'm back in action.
You've been MIA for a while. Where you been?
Hey, man, life happens, you know. Sometimes you just got to deal with it. So I want to give a shout-out to the Hilltop Radio family and DJ Sean. Glad to be back with you in the wonderful Roz Marie.
All right, all right, all right. So right quick, tell everybody where they can find you at on social media.
On social media, under my government name, Timothy Hansberry. And on Instagram, same thing.
All right.
And we in the Northgate Mall. Invincible Printing, Shine Your Light, right next door to Roz Marie. We in the Northgate Mall. Y'all come see it.
That's right. All black-owned businesses.
The Black Wall Street. That's what I call the Northgate Mall.
We trying to build it up, family. We trying to build it up. But my guest co-host is the beautiful Melanie Ann Soul. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Congratulations on the business, too. I can't wait to stop
Thank
by.
You. Can't wait for you to visit. Go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where they can find you at on social media.
Facebook, Melanie and Soul, and on Instagram, and Soul Music 21. Just working on some projects. At the moment, my brothers have new music out, so just trying to support that and help them promote it, you know, keep it visual on social media. And as soon as the year changes, it's my turn. So just kind of working, recording, writing, and getting the material together. So I'm excited.
All right, all right, all right. And the man of the hour, I've been looking forward to this interview all week. The hilarious and talented Uncle Lux, how are you doing?
Man, I can't complain. I'm here. I just got through doing the whole Let's Crack a Stage Play with them cheering, about 300 cheering, so I'm just walking in from that, you know, so, hey, we good, though. I'm blessed.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Well, man, again, my name is Uncle Luck. Everybody know me as Uncle Luck. Y'all government name on my least confidential. But I'm just joking. It's Sean Bernard. But, you know, man, I'm a local comedian. You know, comedian, motivational speaker, actor, author. You know, I just dropped an album called Lucky Charm, y'all. So the CD is doing well, 12 tracks. So now I've just been trying to find time and balance because the booking just either wasn't. So now it's being selective with the show selection that we decide to book because, you know, I'm learning something in this industry. People are nickel and dime if you let them. So now we only doing quality booking.
That's hard.
Yep.
That's hard. So go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at on social media right quick.
I am Uncle Luck on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. So I am Uncle Luck. YouTube, I am Uncle Luck. You can find me. You can find the content, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. All you got to do is type in Uncle Luck, and you'll see all of the music and everything we got going on.
And if y'all haven't seen any of his skits, y'all definitely need to go on his page and check out these skits. They are so funny, especially the ones with K-Chill. I said his name right? It's K-Chill.
Yep.
They are hilarious. They are hilarious. You can't, and they talk about everything. So y'all definitely need to get on there. And go ahead, babe. You gonna say something, Uncle?
No, I just say everything. I just reading what you were saying. I just say everything. Talking about
everything. And look, it's comedy. It's for the young and the old. My mama was talking about, my mama's tuned in, and she never tuned in because she said she never know what's going to come out of my mouth. But when she heard Uncle Luck was coming on the show, I love that little man on that little scooter. So she's definitely tuned in. But, Mom, I'm not behaving. I never behave. That's what you put out. You get what you put out. So, hey. It is what it is. They'll be saying, I never raised you like that, but who raised me?
You know.
You know? I never raised you like that. Who raised me then? I don't know where you got that from. I got that from somebody. You know. So we're going to start off. We have a few songs here. So y'all, I have to tell y'all, if y'all did not download this album, y'all missing out on us. On some good comedy and some good music. That's all I gotta say. When I first heard the CD, I played it all night. When I got in my car, I played it the next day, going back and forth while I was gone. When I went to Dallas last week, that was on my ride. So y'all definitely wanna go and download that album. The first song we got though is called "Dance With You." Tell us a little bit about this song.
Man, "Dance With You" is just a song. You know, you just look at somebody, you know, and you see them in the club, and you kind of don't know if they want to dance or not. You know, you just kind of want to grab them by the hand and just take the lead and just move. You know, one of them songs, it just feels good. You sitting down by the bar and it's like, okay, all right, I'm vibing with it. You know, I want to shake a leg a little bit. Try to find you something that is nice to dance with. You. Go shake a leg.
All right. DJ Sean, spin that for us.
Uncle Jake, what you got, cuz? You see her over there? Ask if she wanna dance.
Tu veux danser, chef?
What she say?
She say yes, chef.
Goddamn! My left dog, I'll come younger. Oh, yeah, I like you. Let's get it. Lucky Charm!
Everybody grab somebody. We about to turn up this party. Baby girl, don't be afraid. Follow me with the steps I make. Round and round and round we go as we swing on side and cold. Baby girl, don't be so shy.
I wanna dance with you.
She keep asking what this is I'm doing. Baby, watch my movement. Me and you just grooving, grooving. I know you've been going through it. Here's the time to lose.
Keep it doing what we doing, baby.
up. That's what's up. That's a good swing out song. I'm really feeling that. What you think about that, DJ Smooth?
I like that. I like that. I'm feeling that. That's a like a Southern soul banger. I like that.
Yeah. Something you could play for your audience.
Oh yeah. Yep.
The beautiful melody. And so, what you think about that?
Of course. I mean, I absolutely love it. I like how he does, you know, the contrast in the music where he's doing first person, second person in the song, you know, as if there's, you know, other people involved in this conversation. It's like a whole conversation before the song comes in. So I think there's a lot of good artistic elements that's added into it. So, of course, I like it.
BJ Sean.
Hey, I get ready to say, Melody, you ain't got no choice but to like it. That's your brother. I just had to get that in there. I like it. Talk about I like it. She ain't got another choice but to like it. That's your bro.
Man, I just see that transition in music, man. This King George is dropping music. Now you got people that really have to sing. And that's going to put a challenge out there to a lot of the people that want to get in the soul market, because now the wave is changing. Versus it was just a fire beat you could hum on the track. Now it's the tone is changing. Now you got to come back. You got to come back. So now that the tone is set, we got to bring it, you know.
Right.
Well, you definitely got it. I have to tell you that. Definitely got it.
We need to get this
in the little, you know, the little Miami Moon. I'll be going to every now and then. So we need us, we need to get that in them DJ hands over there.
Most definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to do that. Get that in their hands.
Yeah, hopefully we can get it in their hands and they ain't making no money off of it like most of them do. You selling y'all's music and don't even give y'all nothing for it. That's piracy. That's scamming.
Yeah,
that's fraud. Yeah. That's the issue that I have with most of these DJs that supposed to be down for the music, not down for make a profit. You make a profit
right.
When you go and, you know, set your stuff up to do a party. You don't take nobody's music and pretty much beg them for their music, and then you taking their music and putting it in with other people's music and then selling it. That's
right.
Not cool. It's not cool at all. Why am I, as a DJ, I'm going to buy somebody else's music when I can get it free? That's just dumb as hell. And that's why I tell the artists, watch who you give your music to. Everybody is not a DJ. Everybody called themselves a DJ, but most of them taking your music and making money off of it. And then y'all out here trying to promote your music so people can buy it. But they're selling it underneath y'all noses. It's not fair. And I keep running my mouth about it. I don't give a damn what DJ don't like what I say. I said it, meant it, and here to represent it. And as simple as that.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying that, my brother.
Yeah.
Right is right. Right is right and wrong is wrong all day long.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you a whole list of names. The top dog, I want to say his name so bad, but I'm going to give him a pass
tonight.
You're
going to be him tonight.
But
tomorrow night, tune in tomorrow night. I'm gonna tell everybody who it is tomorrow night on the radio show.
All right, I'm gonna take off my boxing gloves.
Y'all made DJ Sean stricken nerves, man.
No, I mean, they work hard for their.
I'm sorry, Rath.
This man worked hard. He got a good song, a good whole CD. I listened to it as well. His sister's got good music. His brother's got good music. You go on to all these record polls on these radio sites. The first thing they want to do, oh, you get all the music you want, $10 a month membership. For what? The music's free unless you go. They give it to the. Is good that the DJs give us their music out of the kindness of their heart. You know what I'm saying? But you got some of us like music like Uncle Luck's CD, Lucky Charm. That's a tight ass CD. Now I guarantee to you, once they get their hands on this CD, they're gonna take his music, they're gonna put it up with other indie artists' music, and they're gonna sell it. And what is this man getting out of it? He's not getting nothing out of it. Yeah, the music is moving, but it's moving the wrong way.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
Yeah. I think like that too, they should, you know, be able to get a cut off. If he's selling a stick for $60, $70.
30 songs for $60, $65.
Right. You know. But I agree with you, Sean. They should at least get a cut out of it. Yeah. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to keep it positive. So the next song we got, this one is called Get In There. Tell us a little bit about that one, Uncle Luck.
So, you know, I did that album, and I had, like, two spots. I had 10 songs. I said, you know what? I'm just feeling that something's missing on the album because I wanted the album to be like Gumbo, where you got a little bit of everything on it. So now when I drop the second album, I kind of know what direction to go in on what genre pops off the best. So what Get In That was is, you know, when you're dealing with a woman, you know, you can't have stuff. You know, you can't have stuff. You got to get in that. You got to make sure the woman is taken care of, you're satisfied. All, you know, all areas, you know. So, you know, I learned as a real man, you know, want a man that know how to be a man, you know, know how to take care of home, take care of her. So, you know, you got to man up, you know, because if you want to piss a grown woman off, just play around in that. Because you just, you know, you want to piss a woman off, just play around. Don't be a real man. And then you will see how mad she gets.
All right. Because
that's the concept of Get In There. I had to put Lisa on the song because, you know, that's the Thundercat right there, you know. So I had to put Lisa on the song as a feature, man, and she just killed it.
I'm feeling that song. I'm laughing because when I heard it, when it said that DJ Sean.
Yeah, cause I just want to know what his sister thinks about what he just said. We'll play the song though.
No comment.
Comment.
I asked. Oh, yeah. Ooh-wee, baby. Oh, yeah, yeah. You gotta man up. All right. When you're getting in there. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't get tired.
Oh, no, you can't get tired.
No. When you're getting in there.
When you're getting in there.
You gotta show who's
Yeah.
Don't play around in there. You can't play around in there. You gotta get in there.
Now I raise my hand for that song because I am the one. Don't come play with me. If you come and jump in there, you better know what the hell you're doing. Don't just come play with my little chut and don't take care of it. You got to know what you're doing. You gotta get in there right.
I wanna know what Melody has to say about that.
I think the song has an amazing beat. The track is amazing. And I think that's about all I'm going to comment on the song. The track is great. Wonderful. Love the beat. The vocals were great. Excellent vocals.
You really get out of that one, boy. You get out of that question, but okay. Dude, that's some shit.
Man, you know, I like that Leotis feel to it, you know, that old school, you know, blues type, you know, music, you know, and that's where the concept comes from. Because like Florida, Pensacola, Alabama, a lot of them areas, they vibe to that kind of music real, real heavy. So, you know, the company that, one of my the distribution company, they pumping it hard on the East Coast side and it's starting to take off, man, and starting to get a lot of good traction on it. You know, I did a video on Facebook and it got like 95,000 views dancing to this song. So there's a line dance that's going to be created for this song because, you know, now, you know, you got a song, everybody's going to have a dance to it. So this one here is going to be the get in there. It's going to be a little dance. So I think that's going to take this song to the next level. Yeah.
A lot of ass bumping on that line dance.
Oh, man, yeah. That's what's in, man. So, hey.
Yeah, you got to let me know when you get ready for the video for that one. I have to learn that.
Rise. Don't go to my moon and start moving them old men in there. They can't take that. You know, they can't take that ham. The men in my moon, don't go in there and try to do a dance now. Them men in the blood
I'm going in there
and
trying to find me a sugar daddy.
Look, you're in the wrong place.
You got that.
You're going to get some Splendor, Daddy. You're going to get some Splendor. That ain't got no money. But it's all sugar, coulda, woulda. Oh, baby, if I had it. And he got it.
He said a Splendor, Daddy.
Splendor, Daddy. If you didn't want the old Cadillac. I got a Cadillac.
That
Cadillac's
so
old. The thing got
no
air conditioning.
That's all I drive, Uncle Luke.
Uh-oh,
Uncle Luke.
Cadillac man.
I'm the original Cadillac man right here.
Oh, look, well, as long as you got air conditioning, you're all right.
Yeah.
Look, DJ Smooth, don't be playing that song trying to get in there in the back of that Cadillac, no.
Huh? Yeah. But that's definitely a hole in the wall club banger, and
mm-hmm.
I like the concept because you most definitely got to be a boss. Getting in there, they gonna talk about you. So
mm-hmm.
I most definitely like that, and whoever that lovely female voice is on there, she needs to be a cheerleader on the team. Hit that. Real, I like that.
Man, that's Lisa, man. I'm loving life, man. Who with Mo Hicks?
Yeah, she motivated.
Yeah,
she motivated
Lisa,
a man
to
rock someone's world, you know.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Well, a man should be rocking a woman's world if he's trying to take her to bed.
Right.
He shouldn't be all about himself. He's supposed to be about let me make her feel good so she could come back. Because
right.
Ain't nothing like getting wet and the dick ain't good. Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I got you, Melanie, baby. You ain't got to say nothing. Double chocolate got you. I have no filter.
She trying to play that shy. She trying to play that shy as a get a date. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, leave my sister alone. She a good girl.
Got a voice like
girl.
That. got a voice like that talking about she's shy. Okay.
All right. So we're going to keep it moving. Next song we got is called Hold Me Tight. Tell us a little bit about that one.
And, you know, we just kind of want to drive. You know, you just kind of feeling, you know, you just want a little vacation ride. You just want to cruise. Or you're barbecuing outside. You just kind of want to vibe a little bit. Just kind of move from side to side. You know, just grab you somebody and just grab them and just kind of dance. You know, and you got that special woman, that one woman in your life that you just want to treasure and you value. That's where that Hold Me Tight comes from.
Shoot, enough said. DJ Sean, spin that.
This song is for all the people out there that never thought they'd find true love.
I like the harmonies, like the vocals, you know, I like the context of the song. So I really like that. Really like it.
DJ Sean.
I'm with DJ Smooth. I'm sitting beside him talking shit about the song, Yeah. Or talking shit about somebody. Or just pissing somebody off.
Yeah. Why you gotta be pissing somebody off? You're a rascal tonight. Why you gotta be pissing somebody off?
Nah, it's a new year, you know, you got to keep everything back. But no, his music is good, man, you know. I was a fan when he came on the first time, so. I mean, anything that Uncle Luck puts out, I'm going to be behind it and pushing it, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, this could also be a good, a nice song, for a pool party. You should consider that for the video.
Yeah, yeah.
You always got to get something in there so you can show some skin. Hey, you boy.
Skin sales. All right, skin sales. Okay. I'm going
to put
it in
the video. I'm
going
to put
a
role in the video.
You have to what?
I think I'm going to put it as a lead role in the video.
I'm all
you
for
have
it.
To.
I'm all for titties, all black. Yep.
Yes, titties.
They gotta ask me twice. I can't swim, but I could try to. I could float.
I bet you can't float. You don't need no life preserver. You don't need no life preserver. You got one. Well, you got two of them.
That thing thought up if they can't swim. They drown into who can swim.
Your
turn.
Big one. You float no
that
shit.
That will not happen. I'm not playing with you. But nah, I really can't swim. I'll float.
You ain't got to worry about saying, say man overboard. You ain't got to throw no life preserver out there. She all right. Just sit a boat after
I can't even stand up in 4 feet of water, and that's where I'm going to drive. Don't do me. Y'all see me in some water, and I'm going, y'all help me. I can't swim. Yeah, help me. And nothing on this body going to float and save my life. Throw me some kind of support. I'm telling the world I can't swim. And I can't swim.
You better tell everybody where to go on social media so they can make their own
I ain't playing with you. Don't listen to DJ Sean. I'm going to mess around and drown waiting for them things to save me. Don't listen to DJ Sean. Yeah, right. But I know what I am. I am so ready. When I heard that song, I had that
opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a song for me and my hubby. My bugaboo. Well, I probably bug him more than he bugs me, but yeah, that's me and my boo song. I'm so ready. Tell us a little bit about that song, Uncle Luck.
Man, you know, that's another song where, you know, I make a lot of love music, man, because I'm big on love. I'm big on relationships, man, and just the positive vibes of being together. So, you know, I'm so ready. You know, was one of the ones where you hear people that want to talk about, oh, what they could do in the bed and this and that. But I'm so ready as a twist because now I want to know what you could do outside the bed. Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you wash some clothes? Can you have my work clothes ready? Like, you know, a lot of people be wanting a solid king in their life, but when you get one, what can you do to keep it? You know, so that's what I'm so ready talking about. I'm so ready to see what you could do.
All right. Send that for us, DJ Sean.
I'm so ready. in, baby. Can you drive a stick, baby?
Ooh, yeah.
First gear, second gear, third gear. Can you put it in overdrive for me, baby? Can you twerk it, baby? Can you drop it down to the floor and move it up nice and slow for me, baby? Can you put that twinkle in his eye, make him believe that he can fly? Chest on his chest, cause you are the best. He's up with the rest.
DJ
Smooth.
Yo, must definitely love that. Must definitely give some love to that. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That's a song you play when you're trying to get that girl.
Mm.
Let me find out, DJ Smooth, you be pimping like that.
Huh? Oh, I'm a single man.
So he said he got a cat. You know he be pimping. He got a Cadillac, so he be pimping. I'm telling on you, Smooth. I'm sorry, brother. I love you, though. But
hey, man. Hey, man. It's all right, man. You all right with me, DJ John?
Yes, indeed.
Ain't nothing like a caddy listening to that song.
Oh, what?
Lean to the side. Let me be quiet. Go ahead, Miss Melody. I'm sorry, baby.
Oh no, it's okay. I really like this one. I like that it kind of like stands on its own bottom. Like it doesn't like resonate the same values of what people think love is. And I mean, I commend that. You know, a lot of the songs do kind of correlate with relationships, which is probably the hardest thing for me to write about because I don't think any of my music are like love songs. So I'm just like blown away by how you could take that topic and just kind of make these different pieces with it because I don't think I have any. But I like it. I really, really like this one. This one is very nice. I like it.
And I think if you do start writing songs based on love from a woman's point of view, you're going to rock. So you definitely
should consider. Yeah, listening to these, I'm getting some inspiration. So, yeah, but I really like this one. This jam a lot. The others too, but this one, yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I like go back and repeat.
Melody, are you coming? Are you working on new music or for next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm actually in the studio right now, and I have two that I'm working. I'm recording in Lake Charles, and I'm very excited. I mean, I wanted to release one, and my brother was like, "No, you gotta wait," you know, because there's a lot of Christmas music going on, and you know, we need to promote it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm excited.
That's good. Good advice.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait. There's only one Christmas song I like, and I don't even celebrate Christmas, but there's only one Christmas song I like, and I have to hear it every year. And I'm pretty sure y'all know what song that is. All that other Christmas music y'all can keep. Them Temptations, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
Yes. Right. It's not that even, it's like Christmas is not official unless you listen to that song. That makes
there
Christmas
you
official.
Go. There you go.
Yep. Right. That is the original Christmas song for the black
right.
folks.
Die Grover, he dropped a Christmas song tonight. It's pretty, he sent me his Christmas song tonight. It's pretty tight. He got that, L DeBarge type feel to it. Yeah, you fool crazy. But it's a tight song, though. Yeah.
It has a reggae beat?
No. What's it called? This Christmas? This Christmas. Yeah, This Christmas. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to catch it. We're gonna play it tomorrow night. On the second, his daddy showed me his
stuff. Well, I tell you, boy, she just tried to take control.
We're gonna play it tomorrow night. But one of my other favorite songs, y'all. I'm just tickled pink because I can see your face, DJ
Sean. I'm going to tell you like you tell me. Don't do me.
This song here. This go out to my little boo. Y'all like you, John.
Stupid.
I'll go ahead and tell us a little bit about that song.
How many blunts you had so far already? I know you didn't have two or three.
Two.
Damn.
I had two, and I done smoked on my 10 and a glass. There's two glasses of Stella, and I'm going to my third.
Yeah.
Okay, I regroup. Uncle Luck, tell us a little bit about Lucky Charm.
This is an introduction. You know, Lucky Charm is the introduction of who I am, you know, and what I'm looking for. So, you know. The crazy thing about this song, I made it after listening to one of Tyrone Davis songs because I would use it for Facebook or whatnot, and Facebook kept banning me for using somebody else's copyright. So I said, well, you know what, I'm going to write my own song and use it for my skits. So I created this song, and this is the first song I ever recorded. And then after recording this song and kind of putting it out there, people were like, well, what's next? So I'm like, well, I don't know what's next. I don't have nothing else. And that's where I decided to come up with the album. You know, after creating this song.
DJ Sean, sing that for us.
My name is Lucky Sean, baby. Oh, baby. And I'm looking for a lady. Time is
did was talk about what he wasn't gonna do. Eh? That's Pabon, girl. That was Pabon. Eh? What you need is a real man. One that's gonna cook for you, pay your bill, take you place, and give you every goddamn thing you need.
My name is Lucky Charm, baby. Oh, baby.
And I'm looking for a lady.
I'm looking for a lady.
A lady.
I'm looking for a lady.
My name is Lucky Charm, baby.
My name is
Lucky
Charm, baby.
And I'm looking for a lady.
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 Ah, I'm looking for me one of them women. Women, them seasoned women. She still wear pantyhose on her leg, goddammit. Oh, yeah. You wake up to them old drop biscuits in the morning. Ah, that homemade bread, eh? Hot dog. She gets you that kush kush in the morning. Ah, before you go to work. That's the kind of woman I'm looking for, baby.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I can do everything except for wear some pantyhose. DJ Smooth, what you think about that song?
Definitely feeling that song. It gives you that TK soul feel, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that.
Melanie.
One of my favorites. I remember listening to this one when, let me check it out now. I was real impressed. I was surprised, too, because I didn't know he was working on the album. I was like, what? But absolutely like the contrast in the song. I shared that with him the first time I heard it, where he was, you know, him singing and Uncle Luck actually speaking on the track. I really like how both characters kind of correlate and tag team on the songs. I really like that. But this one was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the artist that he reminds me of, or the different personalities that he does with his music. I can't remember, but he's a very creator when you're doing your music, man, and that's a plus as well too. Very, and I back Melody up on that as well. Yeah, you're very can't even think of the damn words that I'm looking for. But yeah, artistic. There you go. Yeah, very artistic.
Yeah,
that's an entertainer. You know, with your music, I can see now by listening to your music, I know you are a entertainer, and you're going to entertain the crowd with your music, and I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where your comedy part, I'm sorry, Double Chocolate, that's where him being a comic comes in at, you know, and he knows how to use it versatile, yeah. So that's a very good way of keeping fans alert, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
if that makes
mm-hmm.
any sense, yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very diverse.
Yeah.
I was at my sister's house before I got on for the show. It's our anniversary. So I was like, y'all, I'm interviewing Uncle Luck. Have y'all heard any of his music? And my mama just kept talking about your skits, of course. How she loved you. Oh, she also said, that's a nice-looking little chocolate man, too, on the screen. I said, well, let me let you listen to some of his music. So, you know, we had you in the loudspeaker and the neighbors came out. It was like, who's that? I was like, that's Uncle Luck. He don't do music. Oh, yes, he do.
Yeah.
I'll show you where you can go buy his music. Well, can I get it? I'll show you where you can go and buy it, baby. You can buy it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But that's another one of my favorite ones on the album is Lucky Charm. The next one we got is called Work That Body. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, just that summertime song, man. You know, everybody needs that party feel, you know, that ladies anthem. So it don't matter what size you is, big, small, you know, don't matter. You in a 14, 15, 16 plus or zero, this your song. Just come work with you, work with your mama gave you, what God bless you with.
Amen.
Or work with your boss, with everyone, because you know now they're buying it. So you got to work it. Hey, it's yours now, huh? Even though you're peeing on it, you might be paying a little monthly note on it. You know, hey, it's on your body.
Let me find out the guest to rent to own ass.
You didn't know that?
Wow.
What happened to be another payment?
They're coming repossessing them cups. we need you to meet us at the ER. We need you to meet us at the ER. We're taking that left titty today until you pay. So you catch up on your payments.
Yeah.
Then you go around and tell everybody, "Wait, girl, what happened to your left breast?" Well, I had breast cancer, so they had to take it off.
Nah. That boss said, you know what? Spend that
beat.
It's
true.
That's the lie that they'll tell. They ain't going to tell the truth.
Woo! Hey, Cupid. Bro, they got some thing in your ass.
Coming on for that one though.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh yeah, I think I'm gonna have to do me a little TikTok for that one there. Hey, I'm feeling that one. I had to work my body. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a little TikTok on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melanie, what you think? TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should handle that. I think that'd be awesome. I like it. You know, excellent dance song, you know. I don't do too much dancing, but I could definitely see it, you know, jumping. Worked in clubs and stuff, and I can really see it moving. I like it. And I'm really impressed with the writing. I mean, his writing skills. I like that. I mean, it's, you know, I'm kind of like sitting here blown away because I didn't know that, I mean, I knew he could write, but now that I'm seeing it actually come alive, like I'm excited. I can't say I'm more excited than him for his project, but just kind of looking out and seeing and kind of knowing the history, I'm excited to see where it goes.
Oh yeah.
DJ Smooth.
Yeah. Yo, I'm most definitely like that. Lost my train of thought. But yeah, I'm most definitely like that. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
How many blunts you had?
Huh?
How many blunts you had?
Oh, man.
You two without my brother. Somebody that lost
Yeah, I had lost my train of thought when Miss Miller would start talking.
Oh, it was his voice, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I got it. It's back. There it is. What I was going to say was, please, when you do that TikTok, Roz, do not let TJ Sean see that. Please. Do not let him get a whiff. He don't need to get a whiff of none of that.
But that's the part. I'll probably do a TikTok in the gym, you know.
Huh? If TJ Sean see that, man, he's going to have a whole article about that.
I'm gonna put it in Southern Soul magazine. This is
see
what happens.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm digging Uncle Lux music tonight, man. You really got a, well, like I said, I was a fan in the beginning, man, but I'm really rocking with your music, man. And that last song, man, and that last song don't reach urban radio other than Southern Soul Radio, man. Somebody ain't promoting that song right. I'll tell you that right now.
That's
a song right there. That's the song right there. That's your crossover right there. Real talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what I really like about this album is every song I'm going to listen to. Sometimes I'll get an album and there's a few songs I'm going to skip because I don't resonate with it or I don't feel. But this one, every track.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah.
One song I heard it, I'm like, I'm repeat. But the next song, I'm like, damn, repeat again. You know? So, yeah, every track for me is hit. So, yeah, I mean, I have to say I'm a really big fan. You know, I was a fan of your comedy before, but your music, it really blew me away. It really did. So.
It's a CD that you have to have in your collection, not just one song, all the songs. You know, you have to have in your playlist. You know, not the last song we just played, but all of the songs need to be in somebody's playlist. I mean, yeah.
And
I like that it includes. I didn't want to just jump in, but I like that it includes the music and it also includes the comedy. I don't think you find too many albums that includes that funny element. So, you know, it's something that when you play, it kind of uplifts your event. You know, like if you're having a party or something and you put that on, it's going to kind of like bring that to another level, you know, where they have the comedy part in it. So everybody's going to be laughing and joking and extending that because it's all included in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
What I really love about you.
That's,
the last
that's
side of
true.
It, you get your feelings involved. I'm like, yeah, he did that. The Klein and Fisher. We don't have the skits that, you know, those, what's that song? The Conway Will Make You Leave Home?
Yeah, I had to check it, and then I got picked some for the interview. But there's so many, man. I said, I can't keep them with the whole album. They got jammed the whole album, you know. It's hard to pick and choose a certain song because I like so many of them.
Right. Man, when I heard that one, I just fell out. I couldn't stop listening. I was like, yeah.
That's my interlude when I be performing live and I sing the interlude. Sometimes I break the piano out and I play the piano and I do it live and they'll be like, man, whoa, hold on.
Oh. We have to send this skit to DJ Shaw because I don't think he heard it.
That took me out.
And let's see what we got up next. Did I get everybody?
Yeah, you got everything.
I like this one too. Now this song here. Well, I'm gonna let him explain. It's called Three Sides to Every Story. Go ahead and tell him a little bit about that song.
Well, man, you know it's the truth. Like it's. You always got three sides. You got her side, you got his side, and you got the truth. You know, because everybody want to make sure that their side is facts. You know, all facts. We have to say facts, but we really don't be having facts. You know, so, yeah, that's what it's about, man, the truth. It's three sides to every story.
Well, according to her, it's her side, and the truth is her side. So, yeah.
That is three
sides.
Don't do it. Just send that TJ show.
Every story, it's his side, her side.
Indeed. And it's my size that's going to be right. So. I feel that deal with you right there, Uncle Luck, because not Uncle Luck, DJ Sean. I'm going to be right. DJ Sean.
Oh, I like the song. My mind's on these Cowboys whipping up on the Colts. So, yeah, I like the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just watching the move. Funky Cowboys. Better pay attention to my show.
Show over with. Everybody get off the line. No, I'm just playing.
I care about the more funky Cowboys. Don't do me. That's why you're posting all that. Hold on. Let me get on Facebook and blast you. Hold on. I just seen you post that little cowboy thing, too. Hold on. You know what the teachers do when you don't pay attention in class?
They used to send me to the office, but I didn't make it to the office. I'd go to the gym.
Most definitely like that. Most definitely feeling that. That's all. I got a question. Is that that's a whole album plan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you can let that roll. That's one of those albums. You can let it roll from number one in the Cadillac.
Yeah.
Just let it roll.
Yeah, man.
You
let it roll, man.
Yeah, that's a let it roll album right there, man.
Yeah.
You can't skip that note now. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Got that right. Every damn song is a hit.
Thank you, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Uncle Luck, go ahead and tell everybody again where they can find you at on social media and download your music.
I am Uncle Luck, man, on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify, everything. I am Uncle Luck, Lucky Charm is the name of the album. You know, and it's just one, like you said, one of them albums where you can just play it from start to finish. You know, you got to try to cover your children's ears when they're in the vehicle with you. I want to make some good music, man, for everybody that's relatable to where you listen to it and you can relate to it. You know, that's what matters to me most versus just somebody swinging out in the club. I want it to be meaningful.
Right.
That's right. And you heard what he said. You don't have to cover them cheering ears. Everybody can listen to
it. Yeah.
Yes,
and that's rare these days. So rare.
Very rare. Very rare. So what's next for Uncle Luck? Where are you performing at next?
December 23rd, we have the Creole Cousins Comedy Show. Me, Reagan, and K-Chill. We got a Delta Grand, and we do want a comedy show there, and I'm going to be performing for the intermission. So the intermission, I'll be doing a show January 14th. I have a show with Life Jennings at the Opelousas.
Wow.
It's going to be at the Civic Center. The Civic Center in Opelousas is going to be me, Life Jennings, Audio, a couple other people on the ticket for January 14th. I got a little shows popping up all over. You know, I've been looking at the calendar, sending it to Eva. It's a big adjustment because when you think that, you know, okay, I'm going to do this album, and now you're getting booked, it's like, okay, I got to go this weekend here. I got to drop there. So, you know, as an artist, it's great, but a lot of times people don't see the legwork that's involved to make this stuff work.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be a good show with Life Jennings, man. That's gonna be a decent show with Life Jennings, man. He usually turns up a big crowd down in the South, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Calvin Richardson hit me up, man. He was like, man, with Mike Austin, he was like, I like your song. I like the single that I have. So, I mean, it's been good. Hey, falling in the right places. One thing that my brother told me, he's like, Sean, be patient. He said, you know, a lot of people will throw an album out there and then want to drop a second album, and they hadn't even worked the first album. He said, man, this album, you could probably work it for the next 3-4 years. Work this album, you know, because you want to make sure you do everything you can to work it before dropping something else, you know?
Yeah, well, that's another story for another day. I don't understand why you get in a studio, you drop one good song, and then next week you're back in the studio creating another song and you ain't even got the other song pushed right. I don't understand that philosophy, but that's what they do. I guess they compete with the other ones that do it, but you're right. This album needs, you know, I'm with your brother on that one, Uncle Luck. Yeah, real talk. Because you got your every song is a hit. You can push whatever you want to push, and it's going to be pushed right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you can go like, all right, well, let me push number 10 next. Let me push song number 3. You know, people are going to decide anyway what they're going to listen to and what they're going to keep
exactly
playing. Yeah.
It's true. That's so true.
Yeah.
No, for me, every song in here is I probably have to do a TikTok to every last one of them because, look, every song.
Do them. The more the better. You TikTok, I'm going to be watching your page.
And, you know, with the TikTok, how did Robin say that, DJ Sean? How many your viewers that use your song on their TikTok is how you get paid. But
how
you want
paid,
as many
yeah
people to do your TikToks with your music as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're many people that, yeah, each time they views it, they're the ones that want to, that's how you make your money. Yeah.
They like that Work That Body song. That would be good on TikTok, you know, and get that one to really go viral.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know everybody doing the challenge, but do your challenge too, baby. I done did a couple of artists. So, you know, get a couple of them to do a TikTok on that and make it go viral. I know you know S-Dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how he went viral with doing the, you know, people start doing the challenge.
What do you got? 1.5 million, right? 1.5 million views or something like that?
TikTok is a good platform if you use it, you know, if you use it right. So I think that one a good, I mean, and it's up to you. I'm just giving my advice. But I think that particular song for TikTok, I think that could really, really go viral. Mm-hmm. Really, really go viral. And that I'm So Ready, that'll be a, and Hold Me Tight, those two songs, good couple songs for TikTok.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's what we up. So I'm going to be working on trying to get some things created with the TikTok and throw it out there and let it do its thing.
Yeah, I'm really feeling those. All right. Miss Melanie, I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of your songs since we got you on. DJ Sean, you ready? Because I don't think you read my message. you got Unstoppable, DJ Sean?
Never stopped moving. Oil the brakes and band-aid the bruises. Fill the tank, pack up, start moving. Pedal to the floor, no cruising. Time is of the essence, no losing. My future, I'm choosing. Spun enough time in the darkness
Tiny lights like a candlelight that sparkles. Real life, no time for conspiracy. Flaws and all, total transparency. Check the mirror, found my resiliency. Whole time had the key, could have been free. Wolf pack, bloodline, not stoppable. A little shaken, so solid, not rockable. No filters, cause life's not croppable. Cut your cameras on, cause all of this is watchable.
Unstoppable.
Tell your story, girl.
Story, girl.
Melody and soul.
Soul.
Yep.
Yep.
You already know.
You already know.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
All the ladies out there.
Ladies out there.
Is my song right there. See, DJ Sean, I'm unstoppable. I am.
Oh, Lord, I hear some static coming through the line. Say that one more time.
I'm the boss. Get it right. Get it right. Melody, tell us a little bit about that song, because you see, DJ Sean, I'm about to fire him because he wasn't paying attention. He just played the song without you shouting it out. Yeah, I put you on play.
Oh, it's all good. You know, there's a lot of history in the music, and you know, we've been singing for a while, and you know, there were some transitions and some things that happened, you know, in life, and I kind of paused with some of the music stuff. So that song was kind of like that reintroducing myself, and the album that I'm working on is really gearing towards kind of telling a story behind that pause. So, you know, the unstoppable is just, you know, with all the things that the obstacles that I had to go through to get back to this place where I'm back into the rhythm of doing music, it took a lot. So it was just encouraging, you know, other people, but mostly women, that go through a lot, you know, in life, you know, just to kind of keep pushing. Because you're unstoppable. You can't let those obstacles prevent you from trying to reach your goals and your dreams.
I would a suggestion. I would re-release it Mother's Day.
Okay.
I would.
Good idea. That's a good idea.
It's an inspirational song, and you know, a lot of women go through a lot of trials and tribulations during, you know,
right.
Mother's Day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Either, you know, either their mother or grandmother's gone, or a sibling or something like that. And this would be a good song to uplift.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm definitely considering. I was definitely thinking about re-releasing it. And I agree. I think that's a really good time to do that.
Mhm. Yeah.
Another viral TikTok too.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Talking about, you know, they moving up. They doing what they have to do. That's an inspirational song right there.
Yeah. That kind of
song.
Yeah, exactly. You can even do a nice video to that. You know, just women that are fighters, you know, whether they're going through, you know, cancer, you know, stress, you know, losing
right.
a loved one or something like that. That video, you get somebody that can really help your mind and just focus on a song and how to present it to the viewers. That song have an awesome video behind it, a lot of backing. Yeah,
I totally agree. You know, especially some powerful women, you know, corporate America positions, businesses, doctors, and you know, just having them just smile. You know, just in the video, just smile on a cameo footage.
Yep.
You know, that'll be good concept for the video.
All these women that ran for offices, you know, during the elections and things, and you know, that song, and in the video, like Uncle Luck said, you know, it could be, you know, you never know where that song or video can get you a melody. Yeah.
And there'd be in a movie somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a movie. Now you're in it for a Grammy, you know?
Emmy, Oscar, and somebody's, documentary, you know, things like that. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Really go for. And you know what I love about it? Because I didn't know you had it in you, girl. You can rap a little something.
I think she said when she came on her first interview that she was shy or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
I think out of all of us, I'm probably the most reserved, I think. I am, but... a little something, you know. I have quite a few songs where, you know, I'm kind of dabbling in other genres, so I'm excited.
You definitely got it. Now, what I want to know, because it's three of y'all, right? Or y'all have more?
Huh?
I want to know when y'all gonna do a collab.
Man, my daddy been asking for that, man.
Yeah.
Man, before I close my eyes, I want to have y'all do all three, a song together, all three of y'all. So I think we just got to make it happen before it's too late. Christmas time, it's kind of too late to do a Christmas, you know, song like to, you know, have for Christmas time. But I think we can definitely work out something for the spring, you know, something that's motivational, inspirational, you know, because, you know, family needs to stick together. You know, we can have like a song talking about sticking together, like back in the day, barbecue, you know, to something like that. If we can write something, I already got the concept now, you know.
Family
reunion song.
You know, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Y'all should definitely do that. My family reunion is in June, either June or July, so I'll be expecting a song around May.
That would be a good summertime song, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I am looking forward to that because y'all are a talented bunch. And I would just I would really love to see all three of y'all on the stage together, performing together, because y'all vocals are all different. So to hear y'all collab together, I think that would just be great.
Yeah.
You know, add a little comedy to it, a little step into it, a little line dance. I could definitely see a family reunion song. So I'll be expecting it around May so I can play for my family reunion. Because, you know, I can't afford to have all three of y'all come, so I'm going to need the album.
Have y'all thought about doing a holiday CD, like a Christmas CD?
I think we talked about it. Amanda came up with the idea a few times. We thought about it, you know, so we just never did it. But it's time, you know, because now since, you know, I finally come out my shell, now it's time to put it together.
That would be awesome.
And I know y'all.
Oh yeah, Uncle Luck could do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh wow.
Bruh. His version.
Yeah, we need to make it his version.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we need the Lafayette version. Rudolph went to my school.
Oh,
went to the moon. Oh, yeah. What is he like, boy, what? You went to the moon, cause you went swing out. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And I can hear
Kate tell,
boy, I know you lie.
I know you lie. Rudolph, you might get some gin and juice.
Let me moon gin and juice to put you on your head, boy. Some of them drinks will knock you out, boy. I had to drink some water before I leave. Make sure I'm not drunk. But that's for another night. We got a few more minutes, so let's play another one of Melanie's songs. You okay with that, huh, Uncle Luck? Hello?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Uncle Luck? Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm good with that. I'm sorry. I had to mute for a second. I was saying my hands were full. All good.
Let's see, we got Smile. Melanie, tell us a little bit about that song.
I'm actually, I spoke to my brother, so we're actually going to be putting that song out. We're re-releasing it soon, actually. And that one was just one of those uplifting songs, inspirational songs, you know, just a reminder that, you know, everybody have bad days, but every day is not going to be a bad day. You're going to have some good days. So smile, you know, so... There's history, but that's basically what inspired that song. So that one's gonna be released again soon.
I think when you was on last, when you was on the show before, most of your music, if I'm not mistaken, you wrote from life experience, right? Life experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not going to play it until you shout it out. I don't want to get in trouble again. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this is my song Smile by Melody and Soul. It's going to be re-released soon within the next few weeks. And hope you enjoy it.
I love you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, that's a crossover song, too, Uncle Luck. That can, I mean, if, again, if somebody pushes it right, melody, I can see that song playing in contemporary gospel. Contemporary
wow.
gospel.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That is true.
Yeah, contemporary gospel.
Oh, thank you.
I can see that in the you know, in the mix of things. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I got something raw, Roz.
Go ahead,
Ed. All right, DJ Smooth. I like that because I am in the church and I am a musician. I can play drums, organ, piano, and that's mm-hmm. one of those songs you listen to when you're doing your morning devotion and you're on your mm-hmm. way to work or you're on your way to do something you really don't feel like doing, and you put that on when you get there, you're ready to go, you're on fire. And that's what
okay.
type of song that is right there. And I like it.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I like that.
That's
too.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
See, DJ Smooth just confirmed it.
Right.
Yeah, you got, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Definitely a pick-me-up song. Now, I was just saying it's definitely a pick-me-up song.
Yeah, and then now, for you re-releasing it, there you go. You know, another inspirational song, you know. Now you got Unstoppable following that. So, you know, so, yeah, but that is contemporary gospel. You know what, I'm going to tell you, you know, I got a good friend of mine. He's a big-time gospel promoter, and he's working with a couple of gospel artists out of California. I'm gonna send that to him tomorrow and see what he thinks.
Yeah, please do. That'd be awesome.
See if he thinks if it could be pushed, you know, in contemporary gospel. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely got to support our people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So, Melanie, again, tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media and where they can download your inspirational music. Melody and Soul on Facebook and Soul Music 21 on Instagram, and it's on Unstoppable on all platforms, and Smile is going to be on all platforms really soon. So I'm going to be, my brother hasn't given me the re-release date, but everything is already set to launch, so I think I'll be surprised when I see it too, but it's coming out again, and I'm excited for the videos. I got some really good ideas from all of you, so I'm definitely mm-hmm. going to be taking that and running with it. So I'm happy. I appreciate everything and the support and having me on this evening.
I want to personally thank both of you for coming on, Melanie and Luck. I really, really appreciate y'all taking the time out of y'all busy schedule to come on my show. So don't think it's not going unnoticed, you know. So, yeah, I really appreciate y'all coming and letting me drop your music. And I definitely want to have y'all back. So when y'all have new music or anything else that's coming out, if y'all just want to drop in on the show on the Sunday night or on the second Saturday show on the network, y'all feel free to call in and jump on our panel.
Anyway,
I'll be hitting y'all up when I have some other artists on and getting y'all views on it, because I really value y'all opinion, y'all.
And whatever. I just want to say this: you guys look for Melody's interview with me in December 19th edition of Urban Soul magazine. She's going to be featured in that magazine as well. December the 19th, just in time for Christmas.
And also,
Uncle Luck, I need for you to send You know what? I think I have your email. But anyway, send your email to Double Chocolate so I can send you questions and get you in one of these Urban Soul bi-weekly magazines that I'm doing. You know, for these talented Southern Soul artists. And what I do with the magazines is that I send them to DJs, I send them to A&Rs, I send them to film, TV, and I also send them to promoters. That's where they go at once I finish. And then, of course, the artists gets a copy of themselves. So that's what I can do for the artists. You know, I'm not making any money off it, but I can give it to people where you guys can be seen and heard more, you know, just by the movement. Yeah.
That's the plan. I appreciate that. I will get it over to them, man. You're going to work. So.
Yeah. So.
Thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for y'all ears, y'all advice and everything, man. Until we meet again, we're going to make it work.
Okay. All right, y'all.
So, again, I'd like to thank y'all for coming on the show. We're going to have a little smoke session. We're going to talk about relationships and holidays. Y'all welcome to stay on for the next couple of minutes and join in the conversation. Or if y'all have to go, y'all can disconnect. But I really appreciate y'all coming on the show. We're going to go to a little commercial break, and we're going to be talking about relationships during the holidays, and if you should spend money on it, you're going to spend some money on it.
Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open, located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street Entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 613 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie, stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles, plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
Introducing the all-new C-Class Coupe. Performance that moves you. Beauty that stops you in your tracks. The completely redesigned C-Class Coupe. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Right. So we're going to jump into this topic. We're going to let DJ Sean lead the way. So, DJ Sean.
All right. You know, it's holiday season, you know, Christmas. And you've been in a relationship, say, a year now, 6 months, a year. Do you think it's necessary to go out and spend a whole bunch of money just for one holiday, knowing that you're going to be with this person for a lifetime? And then spending money where it's going to cause you to go broke, missing, you know, a bill here, a bill there, or anything like that. What is your opinion on that, Double Chocolate?
I'm not religious, so I don't celebrate the holidays like that. But as far as, I don't believe in spending all your money to buy a gift one time a year and going broke for it. Now, if you have the money to give, that's cool. But I've seen people go broke over Christmas. And to me, that's ridiculous. I don't think you should go broke doing it. But if you have the money to give, then, you know, then give. But as far as like in my relationship, I have everything I need, to be honest. So spending money on gifts and stuff that I don't need, that's unnecessary. So as far as like in my relationship, with, you know, my relationship with my husband. I have everything that I want. I don't need anything. So, nah, spending gifts is nothing. Now, if I want something and I say I want it, then I want it. But spending unnecessary money, nah, I prefer that to be in the savings. I prefer to go on vacation, spending time together, keeping the relationship spicy, stuff like that. Now, if I had a sugar daddy on the other hand.
There we go with that sugar daddy shit.
Them sugar daddies want some sugar, and I ain't got it.
And the damn sure ain't Domino sugar neither. Well, what about you, DJ Smooth? Because that crazy ass Roz. What about you, DJ Smooth? What do you think, man?
On the holiday thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I just feel like. And from a child, we was lied to about Santa Claus, and the whole thing is just depressing. So,
right,
the whole Christmas tree thing, that ain't real. If you do your research on that, you know, man,
and Jesus wasn't born on Christmas Day. Yeah, we all know that too.
Yeah. So it's just depressing, you know, when you find out the real. When you do your research and find out the real facts. But, I mean, for the kids, you know, I try to keep the hope alive or whatever. But for me as an adult right now, it's just depressing. But I'm all right.
So why you say it's depressing for you? Is it because...
Because it's not real.
The fact that it's not real.
Yeah.
And then it's real.
No, I'm talking about Christmas, Ross.
I know.
Santa Claus is real. I think that's some shit. I'm gonna need you to stop smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
Santa Claus come down my chimney, baby.
You know damn well ain't no white man going down nobody's chimney in the hood.
No chimney.
Without getting fucked
baby,
up.
It's Black Santa, baby. Y'all don't know how to role play? I'm going to have to teach y'all something.
Mm-hmm. Santa Claus.
Come bring me some presents.
There you go.
I'm a little special. Don't pay me no attention. Go ahead, DJ Shaw. Look, he done lost his train of thought. He's thinking about his Santa Claus reel.
I think Christmas is a holiday, yeah, and it's mainly like Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be for family. You know what I mean? Family's supposed to come together, rehash their differences, you know what I mean, and just be a family. Because somewhere in life, you got to teach your grandkids and your kids what is about, you know, family, whether you do it on the holidays or, you know, whenever, you know, Easter, things like that. And to work hard and go spend your money just for one day a year is stupid. Well, you know, you can celebrate Christmas every day. If you want to buy something, buy it. If you want to give a gift to someone, that's a gift. You know what I'm saying? I can't see myself going broke for just to please somebody in a relationship one day out of the year. Well, hell, y'all got Valentine's Day, your birthday, and Mother's Day, and Just Because Day. You don't need no big damn Christmas. Shit. Get you a stocking and put some Yanni mix up in that mug, you know.
And I will be running a special on Yanni's team at 1800 RTC Vanderman Thruway in the Nargate Mall, Suites Charlie 13. So bring a friend, and you and your friend will get a discount. So it'll be $40 each per scene. Starting next week. Mm-hmm. And that's how you advertise.
Yeah, you gotta mention Hilltop, and you'll get Love After Dark.
Hilltop Radio. Yeah, mention Hilltop or Love After Dark. Let's see who really pays attention.
And DJ Sean will come and make sure you got that. Make sure the Yachty is mixed right. I will personally fly down with my Santa Claus ho suit on. Ho, ho, ho. Open up your door.
I'm Santa Claus,
said, guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a black bag now. Guess what's in it? Some for the rich and some for the poor. So Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
So silly. I got some cute little Santa outfits, too. I'm going to post them on OnlyFans. So if y'all want to see my Santa gear, check out my OnlyFans at Pierce Pocket Pinterest and subscribe. Or won't disappoint. Might just wear me some red pitch mess with that, too. Mm-hmm. So y'all say don't spend no money on Christmas.
I mean, unless it's your kids, grandkids, you know, well, your grandkids, you know, I always look out every year for my grandkids. My daughters are old enough, you know, but the grandkids, you know, you got to make sure that they're straight, because even though we teach them about certain things, you know, you still, you know, they still look forward to Christmas, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
Right, because I don't push my beliefs on nobody, and I wouldn't take
that
from anybody. My kids, I still, during the holiday, I still bought things for them because I didn't want to take it away from them. I still allow them to make their own decisions, and, you know, when it comes to their religious beliefs or whatever, so
right.
I never took that away from them.
Right. I can dig it.
But as far as going broke buying Christmas gifts, that is the stupidest. That's the stupidest thing for me. I'm not going broke. Enough of that. Buying unnecessary gifts. That, you know, just you buy some of these toys, that's going to break. Spending $600, $400, $500, whatever. PS, whoever.
Man, Rod. Technology then took over, man. You ask these kids what they want for Christmas, they can't tell you because they already got everything.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going through right now. They can't even tell me what they want because they got everything.
But you know what you do? You go open up an account for them under their name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, okay. Especially if they're young. Put a little $5 or $10 in there a month until they get older. See, that may not be much money. But as they get older, that money
will add up.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did with cryptocurrency for my grandkids. I did that cryptocurrency because by the time we're gone, it's not going to be any currency. It's not going to be dollars. It's going to be credit cards and cryptocurrency. So, so my kids are well set up with the cryptocurrency. Yeah.
You know, and
hold on, Raz.
Correct.
Go ahead, Raz. I'm sorry.
And us, sometimes we don't save. We need to learn to put some money off aside, you know, for a rainy day or whatever. Just save, because one day, you know, you're gonna get old. I know, you know. I don't want to get old, but I'm going to get old. And I'm sitting here, I'm trying to stack up my nest egg for the day when I'm not going to be able to work, or I might not be able to walk, or I might not be able to hear or see. You know, your body changes. You don't know what your future looks like. So you got to stack your money for them days that you won't have any. And then for But some people, their kids not going to take care of them. And, you know, that, and that's a sad truth. I know some people who kids, they don't even check on their parents. Or you haven't been a good parent to your kids, they're not going to sit there and go try to take care of you after that. Well, some people won't. And if they do, they're going to abuse you. That's why it's important to be a good parent. It's very important. And to teach your children values. Yes, indeed.
That's right.
DJ Smooth, you want to add to that?
What y'all did y'all hear about the adolescent that killed his parent for not buying the video game for Christmas?
Yeah, 10 years old, right? He was 10 years old.
What y'all think about that? Now, that's crazy. Yeah, that's, what y'all think about that?
That's a couple days ago.
Yeah. That's
video
game.
Yeah,
I would rise back from the dead and kill them.
Yeah, because he didn't. She didn't buy him that virtual video game.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once again, Christmas.
That's putting too much of a tag on.
And Christmas.
That's
messed up.
And how he know he wasn't gonna get it for Christmas? Christmas not even here yet. Baby, let one of my kids kill me. I'm coming back for you. Yeah, I said it. I'm coming back.
Yeah, but what you gonna tell? What you gonna tell God when you get up there? How you gonna explain that?
Baby.
Yep. So now he'll spend the rest of his life in juvenile. Until he's 18 and the state will decide whether they're going to pick charges up and charge him as an adult for killing his mother and make him do life in prison. So.
Right. How did he kill her?
I don't know. I forgot how they said he killed her, but
they killed her. They didn't say. They just say she was killed because of not buying a video game for Christmas.
Baby. I would have got up out of there and choked that little sucker. Baby, we was going together.
Yeah.
That's just too much. I mean, and the way things going right now, shit, every time I turn around, somebody's getting killed. They're getting carried away with these mass shootings.
Right. You can't even go nowhere no more.
Right.
You got to limit the places you go now. You know, because anywhere you at, you gotta think for you and everybody around you. You know,
that part.
Yeah, man, that's the kind of world we live in. It's a harsh reality, man.
You gotta be strapped wherever you go. I don't leave without being strapped. I will
right.
have a knife or a gun on me.
Yep.
I may not wear much clothes, but you gonna find a weapon on me. That's what thing you gonna find is a weapon. I'm never without something. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show. DJ Smooth, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at on social media.
On social media, Facebook, Instagram, my government name, which is Timothy Hansberry, and we're in the Northgate Mall, next door to Rise. We have Invincible Printing, which is my dad's company, and we print shirts, and we also have a hair store in there where we sell hair. And what can I find Miss Melanie again?
You can find
on social media?
On Facebook.
Which
Melanie
one?
And so.
Okay.
I don't know if she's.
I'm already filing Uncle Luke. Uncle Luck, I mean.
Like Lucky Charms. Uncle
Lucky Charms.
DJ Sean, if we need to. Get anything on the Hilltop Radio Show or network? How can they reach you?
Google.
Just Google DJ Sean of the Hilltop Radio Network.
Yeah.
Right. And next week, we're going to have a good show for you. We have the Backwood Boys coming on. So make sure y'all tune in next week to Love After Dark at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Rosmarie, Snapchat at Queen Rosmarie. And if you need spiritual advice or any kind of African artifacts, yoni steam, body contouring, you name it, I have a one-stop shop at 1800 Northeast Evangeline Thruway in the Northgate Mall, Suite Charlie 13. So see y'all next week. Until then, y'all have y'all a great weekend. Tune in tomorrow for the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and my beautiful dysfunctional family. Good night.
Yeah.